This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
8 o'clock hour with the surprise Wednesday wheel spin coming up at 8:20. It is Sean and RJ Choppy out on vacation for the rest of the week. We got Bobby Belt, we got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch and YouTube. Let's see if Adam Schefter once again interrupts Below the Belt at 8:40 for the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
Nick Eatman recapping practice yesterday in Frisco at 9. Brett Boone, your Rangers hitting coach, at 9:20 after they lose again to Kansas City 5-2.
Boy, that's how are we going to break the ice there?
I don't know.
How do we like come in with just like a joke or something? I don't know. There's got to be something because he's not going to be happy. He didn't look happy last week. This is not going to be good.
Not going to be good. Okay, let's go around the rest of the NFL. Bobby has the overreactions or not.
Yep, let's do NFL overreactions or not. These will not be as funny because RJ Choppy is not here, and he is funnier than I am, and so we know that those will be better when he's back. But I've got some NFL overreactions or not. Number one, whether he starts another game or not, the Anthony Richardson era in Indianapolis effectively ended on Tuesday. Overreaction or not?
Not an overreaction. Daniel Jones beats him out for the job. Man. That is bad, and that is depressing as a Colts fan, as I talked about yesterday in Crosstalk. Why are you just not even going? You don't even want to go with the young kid to go ahead and start off the season, then go to Daniel Jones? Yeah, this thing is effectively done there.
And there was a tweet of somebody on the Colts beat like sharing Shane Steichen talking about this yesterday. And I don't know. I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but it's just it read funny to me. It said, this is probably already obvious, but Shane Steichen made this quarterback decision without regard for the future. This is about 2025 and 2025 only. Wanted to make sure there's no confusion on this point. So like basically just trying to say like, no, look, we're just trying to win now. This has nothing to do with Anthony, which you're gonna say that. You're gonna try to underline that because you don't want to lose a guy. And Anthony Richardson seemed to handle it like a pro yesterday. From what I saw, he was just very like, yeah, it sucks, like you compete, you hope to win. You know, but he seemed to hold his head up. But I agree. I think this is not an overreaction. I think it's done.
Would you trade Joe Milton for Anthony Richardson?
No.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
Because the Anthony Richardson, as somebody, I've referenced this before. Somebody told me they're like, I don't see a whole hell of a lot of difference between Anthony Richardson and Joe Milton when they were coming out. And that was half a slight towards Richardson and half a praise for Milton. More just saying like, I would never take Milton in the top five either. But that's where people want to put Anthony Richardson. Richardson still has that top five glow to him that he would cost more. So, no, I think they're relatively similar players at this point. All right, NFL overreactions or not. You can weigh in on these on the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053. Overreaction or not, it's Super Bowl or unemployment line for Kyle Shanahan this season.
Look, I don't know what all the reports are to San Francisco and how they feel about him there in town, how much the heat is actually on. I would lean towards overreaction still, especially after all the departures this offseason. Like, everyone is kind of thinking, now John Lynch may not agree with this, because he, as the GM, would say, I'm still putting the players out there that are good enough for us to be a true contender. But Jerry Rice came out and said they changed too much this offseason. So with that being said, I think it leans towards overreaction. But he feels like it's slowly starting with him.
I think it's an overreaction, but I don't think it should be. Kyle Shanahan is brilliant. I love his coaching style. I love his X's and O's. I would just, at some point, you got to do it, dude. Like right now, you feel like, to me, you feel like coaching Dan Marino right now, where it's just like, yeah, you've got all this great stuff, but like, why can't you win? And he's been in a position to win a couple different times and just hasn't followed through.
Jerry Rice says it's got too much youth, in his opinion. Too many young guys.
682, Shanahan should be on the hot seat. 214, overreaction for Kyle Shanahan. NFL overreactions or not, Terry McLaurin and Brian Robinson, who have both requested trades because they're not happy with the Commanders, are evidence that the Commanders are still the Commanders, meaning the Dan Snyder era has not been completely washed away from there.
Overreaction. Now, Brian Robinson, Dan Quinn basically said he was getting dealt. I get the McLaurin thing. We haven't talked about it as much as we should. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating topic because Terry McLaurin's worth to Washington is probably more than anywhere else. But is Terry McLaurin DK Metcalf? No, he's not as an athlete. You can make the argument that he is and maybe is even better in terms of the production. Then you have to factor in the age. Like, I think Terry McLaurin is one of these fascinating players that you could have a 2-hour long argument deciding his value. And that's what they're obviously going through right now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say overreaction because I think McLaurin's going to get done. I think theirs is gamesmanship. And Robinson is just clearly they don't agree any longer. Like, they don't agree on what his role should be, what he's worth, anything like that. That's just a split. That happens. The McLaurin thing gave me some pause early on as to whether or not they were falling back into bad ways, because I was like, he's not asking for 40, is he? So, like, what would be the problem? And even though he's not asking for 40, it doesn't sound like he's asking for way more than what somebody would pay you or what they'd want to pay Terry McLaurin. So I get it. I think that one's going to get done, though. They'll clean it up.
I do think that we need to talk about, no one is bringing up, well, I don't know if the first fake shows are, like, Washington over us in the East. We may need to pump the brakes on that a little bit with what they're going through with this drama. Okay? Your team leader and your best receiver,
your best soldier through really, really rough times,
may not be there to start the year. Now, he may just step out there and play like we think Micah is going to do, but with that type of unhappiness, or they end up dealing him, that's a problem for them, a big problem for them.
Yeah, I think he's viewed not totally similarly, because I know you don't like this guy, but, like, I think it's viewed similarly in a lot of ways to, like, Derek Carr, where it's like, that dude kind of soldiered up through some really ugly times for you guys, and he's probably due a little bit more than you would give to somebody else.
Like, stop me when the slot fits here for McLaurin's value. Jamar's making 40. Jefferson's making 35. Lamb's making 34.
Stop there. 940 says $33 million. If $33 million is what they're asking for, you need to pay it. Because they said that's not unreasonable for McLaurin. I think given where the cap is at, 32, 33 might be fair.
Okay, well, 33 is DK, and then Garrett Wilson is 32 and a half.
That might be fair. I would shorter-term deal it probably, but on an average annual value, I would probably give McLaurin that. All right, NFL overreactions or not, let's do a Cowboys one. Let's do an uncomfortable Cowboys one. Naming Joe Milton the backup would damage Brian Schottenheimer's competition mantra credibility. Overreaction or not?
Ooh, that's a good one. Damage it? That might be a little short. Like, we're pretending like Will Greer is like this definite solid dude. He's played like two games. How much better do you think Will Greer is than Joe Milton?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like today as a player, not ability, but just as somebody who can function in an NFL game.
Like when we're out of practice, right? Is it a no-brainer that Will Grier was better than Joe? Is it just like if you go in the locker room and it's like, tell me who's been better? Like, are we going to get a split decision?
Will Grier's ability is not as good as Joe Milton's at all. So in those practice contexts, it's really hard to see why Grier is a more functional quarterback. I would say, when we talk about the point value difference, to me, I would right now say Will Grier versus Joe Milton would be like 2 to 3 points on a spread to me difference. Like, that's how much better I think Will Grier is right now. And not even necessarily better, but just ready to handle an NFL game. I think this would damage the credibility with fans. I don't think it would damage credibility with the team. I think the team kind of understands how a lot of these things work and understand, yeah, Joe's kind of the future of what they're trying to develop here. They need the time. I think they wouldn't feel like it does anything to the competition line. But I think a lot of fans would feel like, you've said competition, meritocracy, all that, and the very first decision we see on that, and you're just letting him pass? No.
Yeah, I don't want to overpraise Will Grier by saying, yes, it would question the competition mantra. I don't want to overpraise him. But like I said, I would start Will Grier Friday night and give him all the reps in practice to go into the season as Dak's number two. It will be Milton Friday.
All right, NFL overreactions or not, keeping the quarterback theme. If Caleb Williams struggles this season, that says more about Caleb Williams than it does Ben Johnson. Overreaction or not?
That's not an overreaction. No, that's not an overreaction. Second year in, still early. But yeah, the pressure is on Ben Johnson. Even the other night when they destroyed Buffalo, I was like, ha, look at the Ben Johnson genius right there. Look at all these points. Look at Caleb's drives.
Yeah, it's impressive. This is what gives me pause. And I'm sort of on right. I don't know. That's probably like my most RJ Choppy take right now. You know how Choppy will sometimes just be like, why is he taking this take? And all of a sudden he just starts going further into it because he's like, well, I'm in it now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like I'm probably getting with Ben Johnson at this point. Where I was just like, we don't have to crown him yet. And then people freak out at that. I'm like, all right, well, we'll go even further aside. Ben Johnson's awful. So like I'm trying to guard against that a little bit. But it does, I naturally think Caleb Williams, it feels like with the way things were reported, how things went there, it feels like he almost lost the year in a lot of ways. And so I don't know how much this is truly a year two for him. And there's so much of an assumption that just Ben Johnson is it and he's a genius that I don't know if there's going to be enough latitude given towards, well, Caleb still, like, this isn't necessarily just all going to be on Caleb, like, to me. And so I personally feel like it's an overreaction to say it's definitely more on Caleb than Ben Johnson if there's struggles here. Because to me, if Ben Johnson is who he says he is or who they've talked about, Kyle Shanahan made a Super Bowl run with Jimmy Garoppolo. Caleb Williams has talent. If Ben Johnson is who says he is, then he should be better this year. What do you think? You're saying overreaction?
Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with it, but it's an overreaction just to be like, okay, one of them is not the guy. It's their first year together. It's Caleb's second in the league. Let's have a little bit of patience.
NFL overreaction or not, Aaron Rodgers has reached the, quote, he's starting to harm his legacy stage of holding on too long.
I can read, though.
Ooh, that's a fascinating one.
I'm interested. You're fascinating.
By the way, is it Art Rooney, Dan Rooney, whoever the owner left is, the Rooney owner, was like, he's been a model citizen. Everything you think of, everything you hear about with Aaron Rodgers, everything you expect, he has delivered. No, it is not going to affect his legacy for me. His legacy for me is all-time great talent, all-time great thrower of the football, who at one point was arguably the best quarterback. He was so good, people were saying he was better than Tom Brady. And then you got all the off-the-field stuff. But that's my on-the-field, and probably should have ended up with another one. That is Aaron Rodgers' legacy. But stop being ruined for me, because in my mind, I think last year showed that he's done or about to be done.
Didn't change his legacy, but did. How did your perspective in retrospect on Brett Favre's career change with the years in with the Jets and the Vikings? Did it do anything at all?
Yeah, it reinforced to me. That Minnesota year reinforced that he was a freaking beast.
If it had stopped at the Jets, would it have been like...
I don't remember what they were.
They were like 8-8. They were mid.
Probably wouldn't. I don't know that. I don't knock MJ. I'm not an end of your run legacy detractor. Like, people are like, oh, Michael to the Wizards. I don't care. Michael's last shot was in Utah in 1998.
Right. But like, it's like Scrubs season 8. I don't even pay attention to the last season of Scrubs. Michael, the difference I would say with him, though, is Michael won 6 titles. Like, Michael had established his career narrative. Aaron's narrative, his career trajectory, is partially thought of as like, you didn't win enough.
And I'll hold that against him for Green Bay. You didn't win enough in Green Bay.
And look, I think when you look at the numbers, he was not as bad last year as we talk about him being. I'll say this. You mentioned the Vikings thing saved it. Rodgers might be able to boost his legacy a little bit if he does anything in Pittsburgh this year.
Well, it would have been more impressive in New York.
Yeah.
I question his leader. I did hold out some hope. Oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers is that much of a winner. He's going to go into New York. He's going to clean that up. He'll be the difference maker. And he did not. So it's not as impressive for Aaron Rodgers to win in Pittsburgh than it would be with the Jets because of the dumpster fire. Overreactions or not around the rest of the National Football League here on Sean and RJ. It's a hump day.
Hump day.
It's about to be 8:20. That means we spin the wheel.
Ooh, I didn't take Deer Choppy off here. I just thought of that. Thank God we're not getting that. We are getting Am I the A-Hole? All right, so 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Go ahead and text us in your different issues that are arising in your life, and you got to get the answer. Hey, am I in the wrong here, or is it the other person? We'll get into those next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.